Welcome to Clawcast, morning commute briefing for Sunday, March 1st. Eight stories today. Story 1 of 8, from Import AI, published February 9th. Import AI 444, LLM Societies, Huawei makes kernels with AI, Chipbench. This week's Import AI covers a few things worth paying attention to. First, LLM Societies. Researchers are experimenting with populations of language models that interact, specialize, and develop emergent behaviors, which raises interesting questions about collective AI behavior. Second, Huawei is now using AI to write CUDA-equivalent GPU kernels, which is a significant moment. If you can automate kernel generation, the moat around NVIDIA's software ecosystem starts to erode. Third, Chipbench, a benchmark for evaluating how well AI systems can do chip design tasks. As someone working on image sensor and ISP pipelines, this one's directly relevant. AI-assisted hardware design is moving fast, and the benchmark is a useful signal for where the frontier actually is right now. Next story. Story 2 of 8. From Google DeepMind blog. Published February 9th. Accelerating mathematical and scientific discovery with Gemini DeepThink. DeepMind published a roundup of research showing Gemini DeepThink's growing impact across scientific fields, math, biology, materials science. The key claim is that extended chain-of-thought reasoning is now meaningfully accelerating research workflows, not just answering questions. For engineering and research-heavy domains like yours, the interesting thread is how these models perform on problems with real mathematical structure, not just pattern matching. DeepMind is positioning DeepThink as a serious research tool, not just a general assistant. It's worth watching how this intersects with simulation and sensor modeling work. If you can offload derivation verification or parameter search to a model that reasons deeply, that changes how you structure a research day. Next story. Story 3 of 8. From Stratacary, free. Published February 17th. Thin is in. Ben Thompson argues that the AI era is reversing the thick client dominance we've had since the PC era. The logic, AI in the cloud handles the heavy lifting, so on-device hardware can be lighter, simpler, and more form factor flexible. This is directly relevant to what you're building at Meta. The whole premise of Aria and AR glasses is that you want compute and smarts where they make sense, with the device itself being as minimal as possible. Thompson frames this as a structural shift, not a trend. For people designing egocentric hardware, this validates the architectural direction. Offload aggressively, keep the sensor and display front end lean. The interesting tension he doesn't fully address is latency and privacy, which are exactly the constraints that push compute back to the edge. Next story. Story 4 of 8. From Stratacary, free. Published February 19th. An interview with Matthew Ball about gaming and the fight for attention. Matthew Ball joins Ben Thompson to break down why the gaming industry is struggling. Not because games are bad, but because the fight for attention has gotten brutal. Short-form video, social platforms, and AI-generated content are all pulling time away from games, and the economics of AAA game development are increasingly broken. The XR angle here is real. One of the big promises of AR and spatial computing is creating entirely new attention surfaces that games could colonize. But Ball is skeptical things turn around quickly. For someone building the camera and perception stack of AR devices, understanding what the killer content use cases are, and whether gaming is actually one of them matters for what sensors and rendering pipelines you're optimizing for. Next story. Story 5 of 8. From OpenAI blog. Published February 26th. OpenAI Codex and Figma launch seamless code-to-design experience. OpenAI and Figma announced a Codex integration that lets teams move fluidly between code and design. The idea is that you can make changes in code, and the Figma Canvas updates to reflect them, and vice versa, closing the loop between implementation and design iteration. For most researchers, this is background noise, but there's a broader signal worth noting. Codex is being embedded into professional creative workflows, not just dev tools. This is how AI actually penetrates organizations, not through chatbots, but through tight integrations into existing tools that people already use every day. The model for how AI gets adopted in hardware and research workflows is probably going to look similar. Embedded, contextual, and quiet rather than standalone. Next story. Story 6 of 8. From Engineering Management, Misha and Josie. Published December 3rd. for management pre-skills to build as an IC. This piece is aimed at individual contributors who are thinking about eventually moving into engineering management. The four pre-skills: getting comfortable with ambiguity and making decisions without full information, learning to influence without authority, developing habits around giving and receiving feedback, and building situational awareness about organizational dynamics. None of these are things you can learn after you become a manager. You build them while you're still an IC. As a senior researcher at Meta working in a cross-functional environment, you're already exercising most of these, whether you call it that or not. The framing is useful, though. Being intentional about developing these skills now is what separates people who step into management confidently from those who get surprised by how different it is from individual contribution. Next story. Story 7 of 8. From Hugging Face blog. Published February 12th. OpenENV in practice. Evaluating tool using agents in real-world environments. Meta and Hugging Face released OpenENV, an open-source framework for evaluating AI agents against real-world environments rather than sanitized simulations. Turing contributed a calendar management environment as one of the test beds. The framework uses a GIMP-style API and MCP tool interfaces so agents can interact with real APIs, manage state across steps, and handle access control constraints. The finding that stands out: agents that perform well on isolated tasks break down badly on multi-step workflows with ambiguous instructions and real permissions. This gap between benchmark performance and production reliability is a known problem, and OpenENV is a serious attempt to measure it honestly. If you're thinking about agentic tools in research pipelines, automating camera calibration workflows, data labeling coordination, experiment management, this is the kind of evaluation framework you'd want to benchmark against. Next story. Story 8 of 8. From Ars Technica. Published February 28th. In puzzling outbreak, officials look to cold beer, gross ice, and ChatGPT. A fun one to close out the morning. Health investigators dealing with a puzzling foodborne illness outbreak apparently used ChatGPT to help narrow down the source, and it pointed them toward contaminated ice, which turned out to be correct. Ars does a good job caveating that ChatGPT wasn't solving a novel epidemiology problem. It was helping investigators articulate and test a hypothesis they were already circling. But the story is a nice concrete example of AI being useful in high-stakes domain work without replacing experts. The model helped with pattern matching and synthesis under time pressure. The investigator still had to know what questions to ask. This is basically the use case for AI in technical research right now, Amplifier, not Oracle. That's your Clawcast briefing. Have a good commute.